Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Will your team have a draft to remember?
With the 75th pick, the Seattle Seahawks select Russell Wilson, quarterback, Wisconsin.
Or crap out.
With the 3rd pick, the San Francisco 49ers select Trey Lance, quarterback, North Dakota State.
This is Primetime on Draft Week.
Brought to you by A&E Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Get $2,000 off a new energy-efficient system now through May 31st. Call or visit aeheatingandcooling.com.
Primetime with Isaac and Suk on 1080.
What a moment.
The Fan.
Welcome back to Primetime. Schulte was having a giggle about the Trey Lance 49ers pick. Yeah, that was quite the debacle.
Trey freaking Lance.
You know what? In a weird way, Trey Lance led them to figuring out that Brock Purdy was their guy. So I guess I can accept it, but they gave up so much draft capital to get to the number 3 overall pick, and then there was like infighting about who they wanted. Apparently Kyle Shanahan wanted Mac Jones, which I don't know would have been any better than Trey Lance, but Trey Lance was the pick. He obviously did not work out, ends up breaking his ankle. Jimmy Garoppolo comes in, he gets hurt too, and they are forced to turn things over to Brock Purdy, and things went okay.
But
now they've got the quarterback of the future, Mr. Irrelevant, instead of the guy they sacrificed multiple first-round picks to get at 3 overall.
Yeah, little sidebar, though, really quickly. Isn't the value of those first overall or the first round picks, excuse me, that they gave up now less than what they've gotten as far as performance out of their other players, the availability to keep paying those other players?
That's what makes it easy to stomach.
Trade-off was okay for you guys.
It certainly was. But from one North Dakota State Bison to another, Trey Lance to the man the Seahawks drafted, 18th overall, a guy who I wasn't too familiar with until yesterday. I mean, I'd seen his name in draft boards. I knew that he was a possibility for the Seahawks because they were a heavy favorite to go offensive line, but Gray Zabel, and looking at his specs, he is nearly 6'6". He's 312 pounds, has 32-inch arms, won a couple national titles at the FCS level for North Dakota State. But the things that you really need to know, the exciting things that we learned last night, fabulous mustache.
Yes, sir.
Was playing Settlers of Catan as he waited for his name to be called. And then additionally, when he was on the call with the Seahawks media, asked what he was going to do tonight to celebrate, he said probably break into this case of Busch Light. And that endeared him to many beer drinkers across the globe, and especially in the Seahawks fan base. Then one of his brothers or someone at the draft party tweeted about 90 minutes later, the @BushLight is all gone. We might need some help here. And now today, Busch Light or Busch Beers has responded that they would like to help support one Gray Zabel and his family in their celebration.
You knew they would, right? You knew they would. I'm not surprised that Busch Light stepped up. We'll probably see some like Gray Zabel personalized cans or get him some Busch Light and some Milwaukee's Best sent right to his new place in Seattle.
So. I'll tell you right now, though, like he got an A- from me. Because that's a ridiculous beer take. You can't be like, I can't wait to have Busch Light. Like, even in college, I wasn't like, I can't wait to have Busch Light. It was like, okay, cool. I have enough 4 Busch Light, and then maybe I'll have enough for pub beer tomorrow.
Right, that if you were going
to need better beers.
If you were going to name drop, you would have name dropped something a little bit higher up, or just said I'm going to have a beer.
I would have said I'm going to have a pub beer, of course.
We are the show of pub beers. That is no question about that.
We are also sponsored by Coors Light. They own
our Ducks coverage.
Our Ducks coverage is sponsored by Coors Light,
and our coworkers are at 10 Barrel drinking pub beer right now.
Exactly. Well, and there's also, I don't know if everybody knew this, Coors owns Miller, so Miller High Life, great cheap
the
beer.
Champagne of beers.
Exactly. Got to go with something like that. So, Azabel, though, a great draft pick for the Seahawks. Their fans were crying for an offensive lineman. I saw Seattle sports host Brock Heward. Literally, I was watching the pick live on air as it was made, and Brock Heward jumped up and started screaming. So, definitely seems like the Seahawks fan base got what they wanted. And not only did they get, looks like a decent offensive lineman, but an athletic offensive lineman as well. It's kind of crazy to see how quickly he goes out and gets that block out to the side when he's running. They're running a counterplay.
He's getting a reach.
Thank you. Now I'm going to leave the rest to you, Will, but just how fast he is was very impressive, and it seems the Seahawks got the guy that they were looking at the whole time.
When you look at him athletically, he just jumps off the page, especially for someone who's going to play guard, right? Like, I believe at...
Does he have the versatility to play multiple spots on the line, or is he
a true
guard?
He's played in 5 different positions.
Okay.
So he's played every single spot. He's more than likely going to be a guard.
Career-wise, that's
Seattle.
Where he fits the best.
That kind of seems to be where he fits. And, like, back in the day, what you used to do is, like, is the guy good enough? Is he got quick enough feet to be a tackle? No, then he's a guard. At center, hey, is he smart enough to run the offense? No, then he's a guard. But Quentin Nelson has kind of changed a lot of that thinking, where it's like, hey, sometimes you just want a really good guard. Like, when Seattle had their first Super Bowl run, it was because, one, they had Walter Jones, who was the best left tackle in the game at that
point. They also had Hutch.
But they also had Steve Hutchinson, who was paving the way. And the minute that he left Seattle from that guard spot and he went to Minnesota, Sean Alexander's career completely changed, right? He went from an MVP to basically out of the league. When you look at the numbers here athletically, like Zabel, he's got over a 35-inch vertical. He's broad jumping over 9 feet. His shuttle is absurd. He's running his 3-cone in a 7.66. Like,
yeah, I'm sorry. Seeing a vertical of 36 fast. Plus inches for a guy who's 312 pounds seems a little bit freakish.
Yeah, he jumps off the board.
As Dan Lanning would say, he's twitchy.
Right, and they're going to have him start at guard, and I think that's to get him on the field quickly. I wouldn't be shocked if, based on some injuries or some movement, in like a couple years they move him over to center. I wouldn't be shocked if, you know, Abe Lucas, who's had some injury issues, when he's on the field, the guy is great, but he's had injury issues, so maybe that's a spot where, hey, you can bump him out to that right tackle position. There was a lot of movement and struggles in that spot until Abe Lucas came back, and you don't want to have that issue again. He's just an athletic freak. He comes from a school that produces top-tier offensive linemen every year. The Bison have guys that get drafted. This is a guy who is getting, you know, six-figure NIL offers to leave North Dakota State, but he wouldn't. He just fits everything that they need because you can use him in a bunch of spots. He's clearly a mean, angry guy, and he's athletic as you know what. He's the size that he can play a bunch of spots. It was the perfect pick. It's what all of Seattle wanted to be drafted for the Seahawks. And so they nailed it.
And just cherry on top of what you said, Will, North Dakota State produces a lot of those guys, but there were still questions about Zabel coming in, like, hey, you did it in North Dakota State. Can you, use that agility against the guys that are as good as you or possibly better? He came into the Senior Bowl. I think he played guard and center, and he did absolutely amazing. So answered all those questions, and this is a pretty weak draft for interior linemen, and it looks like the Seahawks scored one of the three best ones.
Now, just a draft note for you, because it is of significance. We've been talking much about Shedeur Sanders and his slide, and the most likely favorite team to land him was the Cleveland Browns, who had the first pick in the second round. They did not go quarterback. They went with a linebacker. They took Carson Schweisinger, who I know very little about, but I can tell you has an immaculate head of lettuce. He is going to Cleveland. So now you've got a team in the Texans that's on the clock. They don't need a quarterback.
Nope.
And Tennessee just drafted their quarterback. They don't either. Now, Cleveland picks again at 36. That could be a spot where you see Shedeur Sanders, but so far,
they
knew Shedeur there.
Yeah, they knew the Texans and the Titans weren't going to take a quarterback, right? Unless they wanted to play a little sly move and act like draft day. And, hey, we're going to take Shedeur unless you want to give us a couple of extra picks. But I don't know, even if that did happen... Cleveland at that point might have said, screw you, we're probably just not going to take Shador. At that point, after Cleveland, you're looking down all the way at 8 in the second round, 40th overall to the Saints. That is when they pick next. So if it doesn't happen to 4 in the second round at Cleveland, look at 8.
Now back just to the Seahawks for a second. Will, just from a needs standpoint, what are the things that you think that they could be looking at today? Obviously, this is a team that they're turning the roster over a little bit with a new head coach in there, but what are positions or position groups you think that fans could expect to possibly see?
I'm still a big believer in offensive line. Like, just because you got Zabel doesn't mean it's over. You didn't go out in free agency and get the offensive lineman. You brought in a bunch of guys. They brought in Fries. That's the one that just sticks out in the top of my head because that's where they kind of comp Zabel to. And you need more offensive linemen. Your guards in particular really struggled last year. It wouldn't be a bad idea to go and get a center. Don't be shocked if you see them try and maybe draft one of the wide receivers here in this spot as well. There's a lot of wide receiver talent that's going to start coming off the board. I know it's not as strong as last year's class, but you just got rid of DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett. You're going to have to need some guys to come in. I don't think you can run out there with Jaxon Smith-Njigba and Jake Bobo and be like, we're fine. So you need to go build up there. Don't be shocked if they went and grabbed an edge rusher either, or just a D lineman in general. They need to strengthen up that defensive position group. And you know that with McDonald, he's going to make sure that he has some of the best athletes on his side of the football.
Says that we're getting a trade right now for this Titans pick, so it's unclear.
Is it Seattle? Yes, they're going to come and get Will Johnson. That's what's happening. Thank you, Will. He is the top available player left as far as ESPN goes. Will Johnson, the secondary player out of Michigan. As you're saying, Seattle needs secondary, and they badly need it. Looks like that's what's going to happen here.
Well, there's 6 minutes until their pick, so let's take a quick break. We'll figure out who the Seahawks get on the other side of that break. But we need to air some grievances, and no one can air a grievance like Schultzy. Foul baiting coming to the NBA and the playoff scene near you. We're going to have to discuss that. It was alive and well again last night, but also a comeback of all comebacks and taunting the former MVP. Good idea or bad idea? That's all coming up. Primetime, 1080 The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to Primetime. The Seahawks pick is in. I like it. It was not the Will Johnson pick that Schulte thought, but it was still a defensive back. It is Nick Emmanuori, the safety from South Carolina. He was a guy that was projected maybe as the top safety in the draft. It was Starks who went ahead of him to the Ravens last night, but this dude can really play. He can really hit. I think that Legion of Boom lovers will like this pick for Seattle. Also of note, in this trade, they got another second-round pick from this year back. So even though they moved up, they didn't lose their other second-round pick. So they still have a second in this round that's coming up later. They also have a third, but they did pay to move up with a swap, essentially giving up just a third to make this move. And I think it's going to be good for them. Maybe, and Will can give us with maybe some analysis on Emmanuori in a minute, but as we saw this pick coming in, usually we leave it to the players to be the best dressed at the draft. Richard Sherman might have just taken the cake. That dude came out in a blue suit that is the blue color of the Seahawks throwback uniforms with a plain green underneath. That thing was looking tight.
That's his best ever thread. No question.
It was like a throwback suit. It was perfect. If I'm a Seahawks fan, I want to rock that to the game.
Yeah, he now hopefully is influencing other guys that will come out like for their former teams, and they'll wear threads as cool as that or their classic colors. That's crazy.
Well, let's flip over to the hardwood briefly. We'll keep an eye on what's going on in the NFL draft and let you know of other notable selections as they come in. But we are in the throes of the NBA playoffs. Some of the series better than others. The Celtics and the Magic are now underway. Boston leading that series 2-0. And I believe that Jason Tatum is playing again in this one after he missed the last game with a wrist injury. I have to double check that, but some of the series have been great. One of them that is not great, but had one great moment last night, or a series of great moments, the Oklahoma City Thunder. My God. Those guys came back from a 29-point deficit, including 26 at the half, to beat the Memphis Grizzlies and take a 3-0 series lead. Now, I think people expected OKC to win that series, but when they went down that big, I think most people expected them to just pack it in. Not the case. They poured it on, and a big part of that was that John Morant got knocked out of the game, and now he's going to be missing game four as well, so you can pretty much call curtains on that. But one of the most insane comebacks that you've seen in NBA playoff history.
I mean, knocked out in a very ugly way, too. It looked pretty similar to the Jimmy Butler fall, and it happened. Yeah. I know that Grizzlies fans are pissed at LeGuinze Dort, but Lu Dort essentially stopped and kind of fell over.
He slipped.
Yeah, it was on kind of a fast break. It was near the end of the half where Memphis just... It almost seemed like they couldn't stop stealing the ball away from OKC. They just knew what the Thunder were doing on offense every time and just had them keyed in every single play. And unfortunately, it was like the second or third fast break in a row, and Ja went down hard on the way up. It wasn't any fault of Lu Dort intentionally anyways. It just...
Yeah, he kind of got parallel to the floor and then landed flat, and it was a hip injury, that they said, which makes sense the way that he landed.
I mean, he was like 7 feet in the air.
Yeah, he was going to yam one, and he got his legs taken out, and he landed with a thud.
When he missed those two free throws, he was like, no, I want to try to shoot these free throws, and he couldn't make either. I mean, you knew he was hurting. So, but that was kind of the main turning point. Actually, I think Luke Kennard still hit a three to put that lead up to 26 for the Grizzlies going into halftime. And thank God. I mean, we all know SGA is great, right? But thank God for Jalen Williams and one Chet freaking Holmgren.
Chet was awesome last night.
He still looks skinny as hell, but dude can get to the rack with the best of him, the NBA, which just, it doesn't compute in my mind.
I think he had 1 point in the first half and then finished with like 26 or something.
Yeah, because he hit like six threes in the second half five threes or something like that. It was like everything was going in for him. And he's not usually the three-point shooter for OKC either. So just a crazy effort. And I would say on the other end that the Grizzlies, they're just fighting against this team that's so much better than them and kind of with the wind under their sails after Ja goes down. So it's just not an easy situation to rebound from, unfortunately.
Interesting situation brewing with running backs in the NFL draft right now. The Browns, with their second pick of the round, did not select Shedeur Sanders again. They instead take a running back, and they take Quinshon Judkins. And I think it's interesting because most people believe that it would be Travion Henderson that would be the first Ohio State running back taken, not Quinshon Judkins. Obviously, Judkins is a thumper, and I imagine we will still see Henderson Anderson taken in pretty short order here, but just keeping you updated on that. Yeah, the game last night, it felt, and this might be a little crazy parallel, but it eerily reminded me of the Oregon Ducks Alamo Bowl.
Okay.
In that there was a point in that game where you could say it's not a matter of if OKC is going to come back and take the lead. It's just a matter of if there's enough time. That it was, you're starting to do the math. Can they close that gap fast enough? Because Memphis was dead, and nothing was happening, and you're looking at the clock, looking at the score, looking at the clock, looking at the score, and the best player goes down right around halftime, just like Vernon Adams went out with his concussion, and then Jeff Lockie comes in, and what was it, 31 points that the Ducks blew?
Yeah, 30 to 7, yeah.
To Gary Patterson and company. He changed his polo shirt at halftime, and everything went with it, but it just felt like one of those games where, as long as there was enough time, there was no doubt OKC was going to get over the hump, and turned out there was more than enough. I think that the Grizzlies didn't score a basket, or maybe not didn't score for the last 418 of the game. Really rough.
I mean, we know basketball is a game of runs, and it was just a lot of threes at one point, but then, yeah, Memphis just without their best player. Scottie Pippen Jr. and Desmond Bane couldn't do it by themselves, and still credit to Scottie Pippen Jr. Actually watching these play-in and playoffs, it kind of pisses me off as a Blazers fan. I don't know if y'all are out there and mad that DeMontis Sabonis and Scottie Pippen Jr. somehow aren't in Portland Trail Blazers uniforms. I mean, love to see great players out there of the former kids of former athletes that played for the team, but damn it, what are we doing
here? Well, if anything, shouldn't Scottie Pippen Jr. be a Bull?
Probably, and then be a Blazer, okay?
But you know what I will? So this kind of threw me. Now, he is Scottie Pippen Jr. However, yeah. If you notice anything unique about his name?
It's not spelled the same way as his dad's, right?
Yeah, so wouldn't... I mean, yes, I guess it's still Scott Pippen would be your given name, but it's interesting to me when it's still Scotty, but it's spelled different Scotty, but it is still a junior.
So is his given name Scotty or is it Scott? Because see, that's the, if we go and
well,
see.
Well, and if his birth name on the certificate is Scotty, then he really isn't a junior if it's Y versus IE for his dad.
Well, see, this is
not
why,
that any of this is consequential, but that's been what's not. Bothering me about Scottie Pippen Jr. since the playoffs began.
This is why the internet sucks, because I go to Wikipedia and see Scottie Pippen Sr. You look at this. It is titled with Scotty with an I at the end,
yes.
But then the article is titled Scotty, the first word with a Y at the end. I don't know
if
anybody actually knows what it is.
So maybe this. So then maybe he was born Scotty with a Y, but
yeah.
He just preferred to spell it with an IE, which is what makes Junior a junior. Because he's still with the Y. So.
It says Scotty with a Y, Maurice Pippen Sr., usually spelled Scotty IE. So I think...
So he changed the spelling based on preference, but the birth name and the one that his son is carrying on is with the Y. I'm glad that we got to that.
All right, we figured this out.
That very important piece of semantics. We did not get to our foul baiting yet, but we are careening rapidly towards In the News. Our foul baiting segment will have to wait. Coming up next, justice coming for the TriMet Barber. That's In the News. Primetime, 1080 The Fan.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Well, now I'm just looking at the draft board and wondering who the least likely teams to draft Shedeur Sanders are. And I would imagine the Patriots are very high on that list as they have their man Drake May, a young quarterback. Don't think Shedeur is going here. That's not going to be the case.
If Bill Belichick were their head coach, I would say maybe. I mean, he's the guy that took Aaron Hernandez all the way down in the fourth round. We talk about like
but
guys,
but because he
that
knew he
dropped.
Was a sensational football player.
Exactly.
If we don't know that about Shedeur as a quarterback, I don't know.
I mean, the fact that nobody until the fourth round was even considering Aaron Hernandez, but Belichick was. Cajoni's on Bill. Yeah.
And it worked out for a time.
For a time.
Until it didn't.
I honestly, I don't want to sound like an ass, so I don't think I can say that, oh, well, those Super Bowl titles were worth it. Like, they weren't. That you hired a murderer.
Yeah.
You gave him a bunch of money. You didn't really know about his character. Or, excuse me, you didn't care, which apparently now everybody cares about Shedeur Sanders' character. And I think that's kind of the argument that people are making, wondering why he actually dropped all the way past the first round.
Well, let's make a brief departure from the sports landscape and digress into a segment we'd like to call In the News. It is Friday, April 25th, I think. And in addition to being a number of other special days, yesterday, my stepdad's birthday, tomorrow, my son's fourth birthday. So happy birthday, Eric, and happy birthday, Cannon. Daddy loves you.
Ooh, happy birthday to my grandfather, Pat Wilbert.
Let's get them all in there.
25 yeah. Again this year.
Nice.
Pretty young for a grandfather.
Happy birthday to all your families. I got nobody close right now. So it's like, my mom's was March 11th. That was it. That's the latest one.
It is Go Diaper Free Day. As a parent with a child in diapers, would say you should not do that.
You're going to end up like, what's that movie that kid just ends up unloading on the dad? Like when he's trying to change him? I can't remember. It's probably happened in like 100, but there's one specific scene that I'm thinking of.
I don't know that one off the top of my head. What I can tell you is that when we were on our flight back from Hawaii, little man had some tummy trouble. And we also were delayed leaving, so we went through a couple diapers in the airport.
Ooh.
And we had a couple left for the plane, but it was like a five-hour flight, and we went through those too. And when he needed the last diaper change, we were out! And so we took a set of the four-year-old's underwear, stuffed it with wipes and paper towels, and put it on the little guy until we were able to get our bags off of the carousel later.
Proud of you. Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do, baby. Anybody shout at you for that? You need to put a correct diaper on that baby!
Well, I think the irony is that we actually gave one of our diapers to the family in front of us earlier, not realizing we were going to need it. So
that sucks.
It happens. It's also Hairstylist Appreciation Day. Do you have a hairstylist that you go to?
I do, actually. Sales guy Kurt and I go to the same hairstylist, Rachel. She's amazing.
How about you, Will? You got a hairstylist?
Me? I cut my own hair like a man.
Now, do you bick that thing or do you use an electric? What are you working with?
I got a, I think it's called a pit bull. I had a pit bull at one point.
Wait, is it electric?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No,
so you're not going like Pedro Serrano with the knife?
No, I've never been real razor. I've always been electric. I've been fake. I think about the environment here on Earth Day, and I go electric.
We mentioned Trevion Henderson moments ago. He goes to the New England Patriots. A nice fit for them.
Oh, yes, sir.
It's also National License Plate Day. Have any of you ever had a vanity license plate or collected license plates from other states or anything like that?
I'm not rich enough to have a vanity plate yet.
I thought about getting one of those Oregon Ducks ones when I first moved up here, but they charge you a little bit extra, and I'm like, well, I don't need
that. I
think
it's like $160 or $200 or something.
I think it's even gone down. When they first came out, it was, I want to say it was more than that. Today I saw a vanity license plate on a Tesla that said, buy oil, like you're not going to need oil anymore because you're driving a Tesla, I guess.
Speaking of Ducks license plates, right after the Cybertruck came out, I saw a local Cybertruck.
I love Tesla.
It was one of the first ones I'd seen in the Portland area, and it had a Ducks license plate on it. And I was like, that is awesome. Good for you, buddy.
And then the other day, I got cut off by a guy whose license plate said Timster. And I'm like, you're a douche.
Yeah.
Because it was one of those things. I was in a residential area going the normal speed, and he was in such a hurry, he had to cut around me. And then we got to a stoplight where I waited behind him, and then he immediately took a right into a parking lot. I'm like, I'm glad that you were able to save so much time.
503-864-6FAN. Does anybody still have a nickname or have a friend with a nickname that ends in stir? Because I thought that ended a long time ago. That sounds like douche to the max.
You're a cat guy, right? Right, Schultze?
Yeah, we've got two, Pikachu and Eevee. They are both Siamese, and they are wonderful.
Well, do you or your cats know that it is National Hairball Awareness Day?
My cat actually had a hairball this morning, so that is great. We gave him some butter. It's all good now, but
is that what does the job, butter?
Yeah. Just a little, like a little fingertip of butter, and that'll kind of get the, it's really hard to get a hairball out of there because they don't drink as much water as we do, so you gotta lube it up a little bit.
National Hug a Plumber Day, I will pass. National Lingerie Day, not bad.
Do I have to hug them from the back where the crack is showing?
I don't want to hug the front from the front or the back, but you can do whatever you want. National Mani Pedi Day. Maybe take your significant other out for a mani pedi, and then she'll celebrate National Lingerie Day.
Oh, baby!
It's also World Penguin Day. One of my favorite animals. So there.
I can't remember when I read this on the radio, but I remember doing a story a few years ago at my old station where it was like the top piece of lingerie from every state.
Interesting.
And do you guys want to guess what the top piece of lingerie from the state of Oregon is? I'll give you both a guess.
I'm going to say...
So, and this could be tops, bottoms, like legging, just anything.
Dude's onesie banana hammock thong.
No, Will.
Oregon State Beaver gear.
No, plain white panties.
Come on.
I think it was like silk white panties, but that was the top lingerie
item.
That's
not even lingerie, that's just essentials.
Thank you.
What are we doing here?
Oregon, I thought we had a bunch of freaks here, but I guess we don't.
Well, speaking of freaks, most are familiar with the TriMet Barber. He's been brought up on this show before, a man who gained the moniker for cutting women's hair and throwing bodily fluids on public buses.
Gross piece of ass.
Yes. He is set to be sentenced in a Multnomah County courtroom today. His name is Jared Walter, and he's being sentenced for a case actually not related to cutting people's hair on TriMet, but in 2023, he was found guilty on 31 counts of invasion of privacy for photographing women in a public restroom. And the positive thing about this story, nothing that he did in the past, but the prosecutors are looking for consecutive sentences that would last longer than two decades.
We have the answer.
Oh, we do?
We do have the sentencing.
Got?
It is 22 years in prison for that recording of women in public restrooms. Screw you. Go to jail. Don't pass go. In fact, go straight to hell, bro. Like, you are the worst of society, and the fact that we have had to deal, like, I guess me, not personally.
With multiple.
Seriously, poor women that have had to continue to be scared of this guy.
Or people
over
had
and
their
and
hair
over
cut.
Again.
Or been, ha-
God.
Been had.
No, it's all women.
Yeah.
It's all women that had their hair cut and bodily fluids put on them. It's disgusting, and he is finally where he belongs.
Well, I would say, rest in peace. He's not dead. I'll say, rot in prison. R.I.P.
Hey.
Rot in prison to the TriMet Barber.
You just made my day better with that one. That's awesome. It's guys like
justice
that.
Justice served.
They slip by society's cuffs of justice, and they just never get caught or they never get thrown in prison. Thank God this finally happened.
Some concerning news from the Clark County Sheriff's Office. They have confirmed that their interim sheriff chief, Charles Gardner, was found dead in a vehicle following a reported burglary in Northeast Vancouver. So because it's an ongoing investigation, They said that it was 2 nights ago that he showed up at approximately 9:43 when deputies were responding to a call about an occupied residential burglary. The caller reported a man inside the residence, and then the man ran from the area. Law enforcement was searching for the man in the area and then found the vehicle that had the interim sheriff deceased inside. So because it's an active investigation, they haven't said whether it's foul play. I mean, it could have been that he had a heart attack. It's unknown whether the person perpetrating the crime might have done something. Very little information at this point in time, but scary and sad.
He literally responded to
this
call.
That's what it sounds like.
Now he's gone, and that's all we know. That's horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Very, very tough. Let's see. What else do we have here? We have that's more positive news. We'll get to that next. Ooh, we have a raid. You guys like a good raid?
Is this like getting swatted or like a true raid here?
This is like police showed up and found a bunch of stolen crap and they indicted people. So,
oh, I love that.
This is from Troutdale, the old stomping grounds of Drew Eubanks. It says a search warrant executed by the Multnomah County Sheriff led to the recovery of stolen motorcycles, a firearm, and other prohibited weapons, culminating in the arrest and indictment of a suspect. Investigation began earlier this month. And, they basically were able to figure out this guy had a bunch of stolen Harleys and other stuff. He also illegally had firearms. They raided his ass.
Bam. It's kind of like the guy that was spray painting everywhere, graffitiing all over Portland, got capped after they found his garage full of like $10,000+ worth of paint and supplies. I love hearing about these big rings finally being knocked
out. Yeah, he was removing VIN numbers from the motorcycles, but they had 15 motorcycles and parts in his garage that they found, plus the illegal weapon.
Just look and see Dion sitting there right now, just not happy because Shador still hasn't been taken.
Yeah, and they've branded all his like draft festivities as legendary, and the only thing that's becoming legendary is how long they're having to wait.
Yeah, let's see. The Saints coming up with their pick right now. I guess this, frankly, would be the last opportunity
this could
for
be a
while.
Spot. This could be a spot.
I mean, then, you know what? The Jets could pull one, too. Like, they have Justin Fields on the roster, but if they see, hey, there's a quarterback sitting there, why not grab him at two more spots after this in the second round? Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt in the news. I just saw that look on Dion's face, and I'm like, that ain't good.
Yeah, we'll see what the Saints pick is here. In the meantime, we will take a brief break, but coming up, I need to tell you about a little road rage, some beautification of our planet, and Oregon kids conquering the Constitution. It's coming up next in the news on The Fan. Well, this is in the news, although we do need to keep you updated on the draft because a quarterback is off the board and his name is not Shador Sanders.
Holy mother of God. If you would have asked me if this would have happened before today, I would have told you you're crazy.
Yep. A former Oregon Duck, Tyler Shuck, off the board, 40th to the New Orleans Saints. We will get you recapped on the entire first and second round of the NFL draft coming up next. But as we soldier on with In the News, I want to tell you about a couple Oregon kids conquering the Constitution. And no, I don't mean they're here to overthrow the government or anything, but apparently there is a national U.S. Constitution competition. It's a little bit something like whether it's like a math bowl or a spelling bee or
like
geography.
A debate like contest or something. Okay.
Yeah, it's a competition called We the People, the Citizen and the Constitution. And they have a competition that honors students for their understanding of the Constitution and how it all works. They go to Washington, D.C., I believe, to compete. And two schools from right here in Oregon were co-champions. So the kids out at Lincoln High School in Portland and then Sprague High School down in Salem named co-champions of the We the People competition. So nice job, guys.
Hey, my bitter high school rival. I went to South Salem High School down in I was a Saxon down in Salem.
So this pisses you off.
I mean, it's nice to hear that anybody from Salem's doing something smart. So, you know what? Yay. We're kind of smart.
Yeah, that's right.
Oregon's graduation rates from high school have been S for too long. So, I don't know. Maybe this will be part of that turnaround. I don't know.
Well, Schulte, earlier today you mentioned this. I didn't have the story up, but we got some layoffs going on locally, right?
Yeah. Let me bring this story up really quickly as I get us into it. Intel, unfortunately, they had actually already made some cuts, I believe, 3 or 4 years ago as they tried to become like the leader in chip production in all the world, which frankly, in my opinion, was a bad play because I don't know what they've got in China, like as far as suppliers go, but it seems like NVIDIA and Google and
China.
much other big, you know, bigger companies have their fingers in the right places, and Intel just kind of trying to compete way too late with that, or at least kind of getting overpassed in the chip game. They have announced 20% more layoffs here in the state of Oregon. Can't remember the CEO's name that took over in March, but this is his first move at trying to shore up the business at Intel. At one point, they employed 23,000 people in their Washington County headquarters. Now, after that last culling of employees, down to about 20,000. So, hell, you figure 20% of 20,000, that's another four. So, like, they're down to about 16-plus thousand employees from 23,000 just a few years ago. Man, I feel bad for people that are going to lose their jobs out at Intel. That, you know, along with Nike, these big businesses in Oregon have been career spots for a lot of people. So, that's rough news. You know, I don't like hearing anybody locally losing their job.
Are you a road rage guy, Schultzy? You seem like you might be.
I try not to be, but there are times where I will honk. I will give the middle finger. I will honk if you are going 10, 15 under the speed limit for no reason. It's 25 and you're doing 15 just because you want to be safe. I'll honk at you. Get the F out of my way.
This is about what I expected. Well, we have a road rage incident in Northeast Portland. An ambulance was rear-ended in a multiple vehicle crash. This occurred around 1:30 a.m., and they believe that it was a road rage incident. So,
God.
There was a call from the ambulance who said that there was a suspicious van that was tailgating them, and then the van pulled in front of them and abruptly braked on purpose and causing other cars behind the ambulance to crash into the ambulance because the ambulance had to stop so quickly. So it was a multiple car accident. They say that nobody was hurt. They believe it was a road raging incident, though they could not locate the driver of the van.
No, I mean,
I guess by the time people got there, he said peace out. I don't know.
No license plate identification. None of that happening. Come on, guys. Ambulance drivers have so much to deal with, and I'm pretty sure they don't get paid well. So let's not make their lives any harder than they already are.
And as the story reads, although the police said they could not locate the driver of the van and no one was hurt, authorities did note that one of the drivers was cited for failing to carry proof of insurance. I don't know, man.
Wait, like the driver, one of the drivers behind?
Or maybe of the other cars?
Yeah, that's
and not
what
the suspicious
see, that
I don't know.
Sucks. You're just driving along. Your papers aren't
your
quite
own
correct. You need to go to the DMV. You know you do. And then all of a sudden, this a-hole pulls in front of this ambulance, causes you to get in an accident, and then you get a ticket. That sucks.
Text line pointing out that Sanders has been selected in the NFL draft. It just wasn't a Shedeur Sanders. It was another kid named Sanders.
That's hilarious. I feel bad for what Shedeur is going through. Like, yeah, there you go. Like, honestly, it sucks to see any kid drop. Like, I don't think this has ever happened in NFL history. A kid dropping this far, like, y'all want to be him? Because I certainly wouldn't.
Malik Willis had a fall like this. Remember, there was talk of the Seahawks taking Willis in the top 10, and then he ended up being, what, a mid to late second round guy? If I remember correctly.
I think so.
It's not...
That sounds right.
It's not unprecedented, but it's not the norm.
Let's see. I'm trying to find... Yeah, second round. Just making sure. Get that up. Get that correct.
It is also Arbor Day. I failed to note that at the beginning. So go hug a tree. But also, City of Beaverton, they're celebrating Arbor Day with the nonprofit organization Friends of Trees. They're planting approximately 160 new trees along public paths throughout Beaverton.
Yay.
Beautifying my fair city that I don't get to live in for another couple months.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
You get to see all the
It'll be nicer when I get back.
You get to see all the Christmas trees out there at Newburgh, though. A lot of farms out there.
Yeah, lots of Christmas tree farms out my way, for sure.
We are the top exporter of Christmas trees, I believe, not just in the nation, but close to the world. Like, we supply the world with trees.
Yeah, my family down in California, they're like always complaining about how expensive all the Christmas trees are. I'm like, yeah, because we're growing them and sending them to you. They're not as expensive for us.
Yeah, we got great soil up here, so pay for it.
That's why we also produce so many filberts. One of the things I learned when I got to Oregon is that I think that Oregon produces 95% of like the nation's hazelnuts or filberts.
Well, we have our own berry too.
Yeah,
we have Marion berry out of Marion County.
Although I learned that, what was it the other day? I learned that we have a state nut that is not the filbert. I was surprised by that.
It's a hazelnut, isn't it?
Well, hazelnut and filberts are one and the same, though.
Oh, my
bad. Filbert.
A filbert is a hazelnut. It's just another name for it.
No, the state nut of Oregon is a hazelnut.
What am I thinking? Oh,
also known as a filbert.
What's the state bird?
State bird is a an Oregon grape. I know that.
Canadian goose.
We did this the other day, and I'm like, how? What? Why? But
state. I knew this as a kid. The Western meadowlark. I knew that as a kid. Forgot it, but that's the state bird.
As opposed to Eastern meadowlark?
Or a duck?
I mean, isn't the official animal a beaver? Because we traded I know the official currency here at one point before money existed was beaver pelts.
Nice.
So, there you go.
Okay.
Oregon history for everybody and in the news.
Last week we learned that some official is trying to make the T-bone the official steak cut of Oregon, which was beyond dumb.
We have an official steak cut?
That's what this one guy is trying to do, and his rationale was that the reason for the T-bone is that it's actually two steaks. What you get is like a filet on one side and like a New York strip on the other, and it represents the soft, tender middle of Portland and then the more broad spanning. I mean, the guy had a whole idea about this
thing. Is that his way of dunking on Portland for being too limp?
Well, he was, like, I think he was kind of trying to point out the whole, like, as a state, we're kind of divided by this bone and, like, one part, yeah, I think that's what he was doing.
It's
a little bit
soft liberal in the middle bone. That's fantastic.
There aren't enough cuts of meat for there to be like one individual.
Yeah, there's
for
not
each
one for
state.
Every state, and like
that's why like nuts or berries or flowers.
Yeah,
like
you got to jump on the cut early.
I mean, if it was like we had believed that like we came up with this cut of steak and everyone here eats it, then that's a different story.
Exactly.
But this guy just came up with a clever representation.
No, that's weird. We don't need official cuts of steak, okay? Official cars, official, like, official housing. Like, let's just get the sponsors for everything, and then the state can call that our official whatever.
I'm going to go down a rabbit hole of official things for the state.
I love Tesla.
But that is all the time we have for in the news, or at least all the time we want to spend on it, because we got to get back to the draft, and maybe some foul baiting, and maybe the Oregon Spring Game. Definitely the Oregon Spring Game. All that coming up, plus the club hour, a little bit later. But first, I have to mention that this in the news brought to you by the Advocates. If you've been hurt, you don't need a lawyer. You need an advocate. AdvocatesLaw.com. Hot 5 at 5 is coming up next on The Fan.